right, here we go. Yesterday, the Dow dropped 500 points and had its worst day since March. And the VIX, the fear index, hits a 3-month high. So will it get worse, or will stocks bounce back? And also, how does this affect our positions? Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. Today is Wednesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Let's see. Okay. And in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Geez. So any Valentine's presents from the markets today, Mark? After yesterday, it was a bloodbath.
It was. There was a lot of red, and it wasn't good Valentine's Day red. It was stocks losing value, one of the worst days in almost a year. And it was interesting to see what was going to happen today, if we would get follow through or a little bit of a buy the dip opportunity.
Yeah, so yesterday, after the CPI report came in better than expected, or worse. Well, what do you want to say? Worse than expected, right? So it was higher. This is when interest rates yesterday started sparking, and they started rallying higher. I don't know. What's happening with me this morning? Why don't you take over for a minute and talk about interest rates?
I'll take
a sip of water here. I think I need this.
CPI yesterday hotter than expected, and that was a bit of a concern, or it had traders take pause, expecting now that the Fed can wait to cut their rates, and it just sent equities into a spiral lower. And was it an excuse, or is this a concern? That's the question.
I think it was just an excuse. We were overextended. So I don't think it's a concern. I mean, we're now coming back to normal. After traders, I think, were overly optimistic regarding when the Fed will cut rates. Now they're more realistic. I mean, Powell already said there is no rate cut. Oops, let's go back there. There is no rate cut in March. And traders thought, he's just kidding. this is where, until recently, we had a pretty good probability that the Fed might cut rates here, factored into the Fed fund futures. Now, this probability is almost off the table. This is, I would say, the security chip, like the zero on roulette, just in case that something breaks, that the Fed might do it. But right now, everybody thinks, okay, we're probably closer towards mid-year. And the market was overly optimistic. And right now, pulling back yesterday a little bit just because reality sunk in.
Exactly. And I did see that Chicago Fed President Goolsbee, who is a non-voting member, but he made some comments this morning saying that longer-term inflation indicators still look good, even though there was the higher consumer price index reading. He also said that that core inflation, which takes out food and energy, has been running at or below the Fed's 2% annual target. And it's kind of what we were looking at yesterday with the chart that you showed, Marcus, just showing the trajectory. And even though we've got the pop that we saw yesterday, the trajectory is down or stabilizing.
Yeah, it's stabilizing. It's stabilizing at a higher level than the Fed wants it to stabilize. So just showing that inflation is still stubborn. But we also know that there is a lag between implementing the policy that the Fed did and interest inflation coming down. So I think over the next few months, we'll see inflation coming down. And yeah, we talked about it yesterday. A lot of this increase was caused by housing. It's in the report, it's called shelter, right? But by housing, and we know that this is a horribly lagging indicator. It takes a while until rents come down. This one has to come with rent renewals and all of this kind of stuff. So this is where Powell said several times, okay, we're not concerned about this at all. And I think Goolsbee this morning reiterated this. Okay, guys, don't look at this higher number caused by housing, because that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at food. We're looking at energy. We're looking at these kind of things.
Exactly.
All right. Now, before we look at some individual stocks, let's talk about the VIX. I mean, look at this. Yesterday, a big jump. I mean, at some point, the VIX was trading at 18, and that is the fear index. We're still at elevated levels, but we are definitely pulling back here today. But I mean, for us as options traders selling premium, this was actually good to see.
Oh, absolutely. That spike up to levels that we haven't seen since November, that was great. We still closed below 16, opening a little bit lower today. So we'll see if this elevated VIX can continue or if we fall back into those ranges, but I definitely like to see that.
Yeah. Let's take a look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P today, opening higher but pulling back right now. And today, I want to say it's probably one of these days scratching heads and saying, okay, what's happening? Let's take a look at the next batch of economic news that are coming out tomorrow with core retail sales and then on Friday, PPI. So it seems that today, more of a quiet day and saying, okay, let's see what's happening here. Let's reassess.
Exactly. So more on the economic calendar, PPI generally not as, I wouldn't say not as important, but yeah, I would say not as important. Like CPI is the bigger of the two. However, will PPI paint the same picture? Will we see that it's a trend or is this more of a consumer or CPI blip? We'll have to see. So I think traders are waiting for some more data right now. A little bit of a potential gap fill this morning, but now reversing.
Yeah, and I believe if the PPI comes in higher than expected, same as CPI, that this might send another shock to the market. Which,
It
again,
could.
not bad because we are definitely overbought here. We have been trading at levels, we talked about it with the 50-day moving average here, where we have been pulling far away and now we are coming back. And yesterday we talked about this this beautiful trend line that we have going on here, or kind of the trend channel. So we were trading at the top of the trend channel. Let me try this again. Hold on, because that's a little bit crooked. Let me see if I can. That's a little bit better. Right. So this is where it's normal that we are pulling back towards the lower end of the trend channel, because that's what's happening every few weeks.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. All right. Let's take a look at a few stocks before we talk about our positions, because there's a lot of action going on. We got to talk about Lyft. Did you see what happened yesterday after the bell when they reported earnings?
I just started reading about that. What was the deal there? There
Oh my
was.
gosh, this is really interesting. So they had a major error in the guidance. Let me see if I find it here. Otherwise, I'll just let you know of what exactly here. Yeah. So the CFO said that they expect a margin expansion of 5%. And everybody got super excited. And they said, no, wait. We meant 0.5%. And this was the outlook, right? And this is where everybody said, oh, what? But take a look at the 5-minute chart yesterday. So this is after the earnings release. Look at this. I mean,
Gosh.
Lyft almost doubled. From 12 went all the way up to 20 and was still on its way up when the correction came in and the CFO said, oh, sorry, we kind of missed a decimal point here. We didn't mean 5%, we mean 0.5%. I want to see if the SEC is looking into this, because this is a huge, big blunder. And I mean, this, oh my gosh, what do you think? I think this will be on the SEC's radar to look into this. Like, okay, how much of an error was this? Especially when they look at volume and see, okay, who sold shares when this was happening?
Or bought shares going into the close if it was unusual, expecting a misstatement there that was what 1,000% off.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's it. It's still up big today though, lift up over 31%, so still a positive reaction, but that was definitely an oops.
Yeah, absolutely. So then Uber also up today, because Uber announced a buyback, a stock buyback. So they reported earnings and they just said, all right, you know what? We're buying back stocks. And that's typically only happening when the company is doing well. So right now they're investing some of their cash in their own stock, and that's a good sign. So Uber up 12% today.
Not too shabby.
All right. And then we also have Hood, Robinhood. I mean, this morning up, I think 16%, pulling back right now, still up 9%. But for good old Hood here, Robinhood, I mean, this looking at a weekly chart after they IPO'd late 2021, we're trading at $80. We're running around here between $10 and $12. Right now seems to be a bit of a breakout to the upside.
Yeah, it looks like they're finding where they should be trading versus where they IPO'd. But I did see that analysts expected a loss of a penny per share, and they actually reported a 3-cent profit. So good for Hood.
Yeah. I think a lot of this is fueled by Bitcoin. Look at the rally in Bitcoin. I switched over to a weekly chart because right now we're at levels that we haven't seen in the last 2 years. We're at a 2-year high here in Bitcoin, now trading very well above 50,000 at 51,610 right now.
This just, I kind of want to say coming out of the blue, right? Because you had all of the hype with the spot ETFs and the approval there. And that was a little bit of a buy the rumor, sell the fact situation where everybody thought Bitcoin was just going to go to the moon, but instead it pulled back, got below 4,000 or 40,000. Then last couple of days, it's been on a nice win streak.
Yeah, and I honestly believe that this is where investors are going into more risky assets again. I mean, in the stock market, we are making new all-time highs, right? And we know that 2022 was a rough year. We entered into, excuse me, bear market territory. Then we went out of it. Then we went into correction territory. Now it seems that we are out of the woods for good. And this is where a lot of money is flowing back into the market. And this is where a lot of money is also flowing into riskier assets. And I think Bitcoin is benefiting from this.
Yeah, I would agree. And hey, if you're holding Bitcoin above 50, works.
Hey, absolutely. All right, let's take a look at our positions here and see what's happening there after our positions got hammered yesterday. Let's first take a look at some WTF trades that we have going on here. And let me just get rid of this. And so first up here is Verizon that we entered on Friday. We entered Verizon at, where was it? $39.90, trading at $40.38. So doing exactly what it's supposed to do, bouncing back. That's what we want to see with the WTF, the win the fear strategy.
Yeah, up a little bit, working out just like we would expect.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, Team Atlassian Company still trading below our entry price here. So Team was actually our entry price at $214.11, right now trading around $3.20 below this, $3.10 below this. Had a nice recovery, now made a pullback yesterday with the market crashing, closed higher than it opened. Right now, we're just expected to continue to move higher.
Yeah, that's the goal, kind of all over the place right now. No exit signal yet.
Yeah. Then this morning we had MDT as a new signal, and this is working out great so far. I mean, this morning we entered at 83.67, right now already trading at 84.12. I'll take this.
Yeah, nice little pop in one day. That works for me.
Yeah. So these trades are working out great. Let's take a look at our wheel trades that we have going on here. And first up, CSIQ yesterday getting hammered with interest rates. Yeah, shooting higher. We know it's interest sensitive. Today, up 2.4%, was up as much as 3% earlier. I'll take this. Nice bounce back.
Yeah, and you know, it's just time right now on this one. But if we stay above that 21 rescue level, I'm happy.
Yeah. See, we're right now getting into a triangle formation. And with this triangle formation, I mean, typically we see a break to the upside. Let's see if this is taking place. So I think once we move above, what do we have here? Above 24, next level would be probably then 25.50, and then getting close to our break even at our cost basis.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. All right, GDXJ, a position that you are in, and I sold the 33. So right now you were already able to close the calls for a profit that you sold against it. And right now you're just waiting to sell more calls, right?
Exactly. So I closed those in a one-day trade, 80% of the max profit potential there. Hoping for a little more upside so I could sell calls again at 33. But hey, this rally rebound I will take. Right now 15% annualized at the 33 strike, 32.50 annual, or 36% annualized that is at the 32.50. So can't quite sell calls and get the premium I want for the 33, but maybe with a little more of a push higher that will be the case.
Hey, are you okay? Because I joined you and sold the 33 put, but I'm not assigned just yet. Are you okay if we stay below 33 until Friday afternoon and then have a pop next week? Would that be okay?
Sure.
Because
sure.
I'd like you to join the party. Yeah, I'm a little bit late to the party because I was in a CZR that I closed with a profit. PM expired worthless, yeah. So also a profitable trade. And this is where I had an empty put slot and I decided to join you here in GDXJ. So right now, I just sold the puts. I still need to get assigned and I wouldn't mind getting assigned. And therefore, let's hope that it stays below 33 by Friday afternoon and then rallies next week.
I can do that for you.
I'm in this one. You're not in this one. And this is just beautifully hovering right around my strike price. So I got assigned at 22.50. Right now trading a little bit below. But I mean, I'm looking right now to potentially close the calls that I sold at 23.50 for a profit and then hopefully being able to sell those again.
Love it.
This is working out great.
Yeah.
And your little buddy also yesterday took a hit today, slightly higher, so 0.8%. Still waiting here for this to recover. Our cost basis, 69.50, my break even, 67.58. So we have ways to go here.
Yeah, it looks like we're seeing support around 55, 56, though. So let's just hold up there. But definitely need some more momentum to the upside to get to where we want it to be to exit this. Sell some calls again.
Absolutely. And then we have UPS. UPS also yesterday getting hammered. Today, a little bit down, 0.5%. No idea why. We have a dividend payment coming up. I believe this is on Monday. No, ex-dividend date, Friday. So the expiry date is Friday. Yeah. So no idea, but hey, we are the shareholders on record, so we get another $1.63 in dividends, which I really love.
Sure. Bringing down that break even, and that's in addition to calls that have been sold. So nice little bonus.
Yeah. So, I mean, overall, I think things are going well, especially with the WTF trades. Some of these wheel trades are behaving really nicely. Some others need to behave even nicer. And that's what we are looking for. And that is our plan. And here in the show, you see how we are following our plan. Looking at a 5-minute chart of the S&P, not a whole lot going on, diddling around here. So I don't know. We'll see. I think that today we will be slightly higher, not massively. So I do believe that maybe we attempt to fill the gap and then move higher again. I think today will be a slightly positive day, but probably somewhere around 0.1% to 0.2%, something like this. What do you think?
I like that. I like that. I don't really think we'll go negative and start to sell off, but I don't think there's going to be much upside from here. So we're already at 0.3%. That would be a pullback to get down to 0.1, 0.2. I like that.
I believe so. Listen, do you find this helpful if you're walking you through our positions and showing you what we are thinking about the markets? Because if you do, we would really appreciate it if you give us a like, or even better, if you share this video with other traders who can benefit from it. There's a share button right underneath this video. If this is your first time here, welcome. Hope you enjoyed it and hope that this was so awesome that you consider subscribing right there below the button. With that said, we will be back tomorrow seeing of what's happening and if we were right. Anyhow, until then, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.